All right, so you go to these places like hotels or more upscale restaurants and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
or gentlemen's establishments, and you go in the little boy's room to do your business, and what's one thing you will routinely see in these places?
A guy.
Yes.
They got a guy.
They got a guy. They got a guy there that's ready to handle your non-sexual needs to get you out of the place.
Yes. Typically, they are just there to put soap in your hands and give you a towel.
Right.
That's the extent of it.
But they have other things. If you need gum.
Yes.
Or a mint.
Right.
Or something like that, they can, they're equipped for that.
Right.
And all they require is a small gratuity for this.
Right. They hope that right. they're getting a small gratuity for it. But typically it's a pain in the butt because you don't want to deal with them. You just want to get out of there. And you don't right. feel, you don't want to feel guilty about not tipping them.
Yes, and really, they're not doing anything for you that you can't do for yourself.
Right, right. So I think I saw one not too long ago at the House of Blues, and I was telling you guys about it, and then I was like, man, how funny would it be if we put one of those guys in our own bathroom at the ticket? And so we approached one of our own, one of the underlings up here at the ticket, a rising star, good old Cray Trey, who was Norm's intern for a long time, right? Semester?
Yeah, year? I was Norm's intern last spring. So okay. it's been over a year, yeah.
Okay, and now are you working with Bad Radio?
Yes, sir, Bad Radio.
Okay, right, so you're doing
you're
the
an intern for them, too?
Yeah, yeah, I switched over.
What are you getting for all this stuff?
Experience.
Valuable experience,
valuable
Mike.
Experience.
Now, do you have any paying gig up here at all?
I work promotions.
Okay, so they
That's
pay you for
it.
That?
Yes.
Okay.
For that.
Handsomely,
okay.
I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wonderfully.
You can retire here in a couple of years. So we got old Cray Trey to do that. He agreed to do it. And we wanted to put Cray Trey in a tux, as a lot of these guys are in, especially at the really high-end restaurants. You'll find them dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm.
So Cray Trey found himself a tux, and game on. That was last week when he said he found the tux, and so we decided yesterday we would put him in the men's bathroom of the fourth floor here at Cumulus Inc.
Between the hours of 11 and 2, optimum bathroom time for people leaving for lunch and returning from.
Yes.
Do you think any kind of explanation about the bathroom lay of the land up here is
necessary?
It's
not very
this?
Big. It's two sinks, two urinals, and a doo-doo hut.
That's
only
it.
One hut.
Yeah, and the thing is...
One hut for four radio stations.
Yeah, there's a lot of people up here. There's right. a lot of traffic up there. And we
a lot of
put
guys.
You,
yes.
Yeah, a lot of guys. We could have put you on the fifth floor, Trey, but there's not as many people, and it's so spread out, you might have had trouble... Striking up a conversation with
Fifth,
him.
Fourth floor was a lot better.
Yeah.
It was good.
Now, we didn't know that there would be trouble involved.
Trouble.
So, you get there at a little bit before 11.
Yeah. And well, actually, a little after. I went to the Bad Radio, their pre-show meeting.
Okay.
Then I went in there.
That's unnecessary news. You don't need to tell us that.
All right.
So
we don't care anything about them.
So you get all your you have all your stuff and you get in there, and then how long before an employee up here storms in and starts chastising you?
Well, luckily, I first changed on the fifth floor bathroom, and then I went down and I had like everything kind of set up in my bag. It took maybe 5 minutes, and no one came in until I finished pretty much.
Until you were completely set up, no one entered.
Exactly. I was set up, then I had my recorder turned on, and people started coming in.
Should we go over the items that he had to offer?
Yeah, because we went way above and
this
beyond.
This is ridiculous.
Now, I gave Cray Trey $60 to go purchase all this stuff, so by the way, you owe me $30. I'm holding
what
you
to I
it.
Do?
What do you think? I'm somehow the fun for Dar here at the show? No, you owe me $30. This is a joint venture.
You're the bursar around here.
Right. So I give him $60, and I just say, go load up on whatever you want. Now, there are a couple items that we desperately wanted to have.
Cheap cologne.
Yes, cheap cologne, all sorts of gum.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted fragrance. We needed cologne. And, oh, you said that already?
So did you.
You did, too. About the ninth time it's been mentioned.
You're doing great.
Cigarettes.
Yes.
That was what I was thinking of.
Marlboro Reds in a box.
Yes. Condoms,
yes,
which you don't find ever at those places.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Absolutely.
They put condoms out? Is that
if you want them.
Is that at strip clubs only? Or they won't do that at, like, Del Frisco's.
If you ask, I bet you can get you a rubber.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you can.
And then Cray Tray had a tip jar, which was a water jug.
Yeah, I was at the Walmart, and that's all they had. Well, little containers of,
Put your
little snacks in.
All right, and you also had...
an Aquafina bottle or something, or what?
It was like a clear plastic water jug.
Something you put, like, dog treats in. You open the little lid, and,
Okay.
All right.
Now you put a couple of bucks in there to make it look like you'd been working and making some tips.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also bought, like, M&Ms.
Yes.
Sunflower seeds.
I went... that little area in the... I guess it's called the... Well, it doesn't matter what it's called.
The break room?
At Walmart. when you walk up, I took everything that looked cheap on the little counter, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were there other candy items?
There's Snickers bars. There's
full bars of Snickers.
Like, not fun size, king size ones.
Milky Ways.
This is all the stuff you find right at the register,
yes,
right?
Yes, right at the register. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you're armed with all that, and then someone from the office comes in. Within the hour, right?
Yes. Oh, well, within the 5 minutes of it. Yeah.
So one guy had come in there then and had left and had gone and reported you, I guess.
All right. It was probably the third guy because it was half people I recognized from the sales. The other half were people I've never seen before. So it was this one guy, kind of buttoned up kind of guy, I could tell that he didn't like I was there. So I think that guy reported me, whoever that was.
Yeah, we don't have this whole floor.
Yeah. Which I didn't really take into consideration.
No, I didn't either, which makes it even better.
It does make it better. All right, so you got to work quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make sure you talk to all these people because you don't know when you're going to get thrown out. And Farah from the station walked in there and said, security's going to kick you out of here. And that was pretty soon into it. So,
what's she doing walking into the men's room?
Well, I'm lucky because... The bad radio intern, Justin, the one-legged guy.
Yeah.
He comes in. I didn't give you that audio because it was really, it was obvious.
Yeah.
He knew what I was doing. But, he meets Farah right when he comes out, and I think they're just going to send the security in and take me away, pretty much. And if it wasn't for Justin, they would have, like, probably handcuffed me with the, duct tape or something. I don't know.
Justin saved you?
Yes, Justin saved me.
Okay.
I'm getting arrested.
All right.
Wow. Well, we've had people go to jail for our stuff before.
Gordo?
I don't believe this was jail-worthy, though.
No.
I don't know if you have to have some sort of license to operate that. But
you'd have been willing to go to jail for this show, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Good.
Definitely.
That's what we want to hear.
Okay.
It'd be my dream.
You want to take
jail.
A break?
You want to? Yes, I do.
All right.
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and listen to this.
We will play all the audio for you.
We have some audio to listen to right now, though, of Trey... serving as porter in the men's room here on the fourth floor.
Yep.
I think this is an outstanding idea for us and a great service we were trying to extend to our colleagues.
Yeah, to be honest with you, with all the stuff that we were offering out there with Cray Tray, I mean, some of these people actually were happy about it. Some were miffed, but others took advantage of it. Now,
people are just too uptight, Corby.
Trey is a bad radio intern, and we put him in there rolling tape with him in a tuxedo, with all kinds of stuff out there to serve as the bathroom porter that you see in the steakhouses and the strip clubs, just to see how it would go over. So here is, we'll just play these in no particular order. This one, though, involves someone immediately going in to the stall. We have two urinals, one stall.
Mm.
So here's what happens when the first person goes in to the stall.
How are you doing, sir?
Hi.
How are you?
Dare I ask?
We're just trying to make things more hospitable, sir.
Now, I do love the fact that you call everybody sir. I mean...
That's good work.
Everybody...
You got a future at this.
He's very, very respectful of these people that walk in to do their business.
Okay. Do you need any toilet paper in there, sir?
Good.
Toilet paper?
Well, a guy walks in there, he's going to do his business, and maybe, they're low. And so that's what the porter does.
Very helpful.
Now, you didn't have any extra toilet.
I had no toilet paper.
What are you going to do? Hand him a napkin?
Maybe. That'd probably been it.
Oh, man, okay.
Do you need any toilet paper in there, sir?
Good.
Catch the Mavs game last night? Very disappointing.
Not as bad as a new garbage faucet. Or when we're, you know, air service.
So the gentleman in the stall wants no part of chit-chat, okay? As he's trying to bring up Mavericks and Yu Darvish, this guy's like, what is going on in here?
I don't blame him.
Well, meanwhile, here comes another gentleman.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good. We're giving out just making more hospitable snacks and some fragrance. We got 50 Shades of Blue.
Yeah.
We got some English Leather, if you like overseas fragrance. We got
overseas fragrance? English Leather.
It's an overseas fragrance.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is brilliant.
This is awesome.
50 Shades of Blue.
It was called Shades of Blue. I just added the 50 on it.
Oh, man. Outstanding.
How much does Shades of Blue cost?
$8.
What about English Leather?
$8.
Okay. If you want to smell like overseas.
Blue? Yeah. We got some English Leather. If you like overseas fragrance, we got some Tic Tacs.
Now, what is this about?
We're just trying to make things more hospitable. On the fourth floor, we've just had a lot of, you know, issues. So we're trying to make things a little more pleasant for the employees here. Just a little perk.
Must be on camera.
Oh, no. Did you want any smokes? You got cigarettes?
No. But thank you. Here's the coat. I got some good stuff.
Good stuff.
Now, is this going to be a regular occurrence?
We're going to see. What's happening? This is a trial run.
Okay.
Oh, here's some towels, sir. I'm sorry. Thank you.
See how respectful he is?
He's so good at his job.
I know. You could have found your calling here. This could be it for you. Forget radio.
So he declined cigarettes, huh?
Yes, he passed on the cigarette.
Was
but
this
not
someone
everybody
you knew?
Passes.
No, this guy wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for all you do here.
What does that mean?
I'm thanking them for their work, helping up the American economy, you know, working.
Thank you for all you do here.
Yeah, here. I don't even know what he does here. He could be embezzling money.
This is awesome.
Oh, here's some towels, sir. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you for all you do here.
We'll need that drop.
Yes, sir. I am a member of the ticket.
It's very kind of
you. Oh, no problem.
All right.
I appreciate the hospitality. Okay. Thank you
so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
So pleasant.
Yes, that was. I was so happy.
You really won him over.
Yes,
well, it sounded like so at much. First he was against you.
I guarantee you, that guy went to wherever he works, whether it's here or in one of the other offices, and said. That guy, that was incredible. That was the best bathroom experience I've had in years.
Yes.
Trying to make a better tomorrow today.
All right, but, so he walks out. Don't forget, there's someone still in the stall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So here is...
Oh, I think this is...
Here's the wrap up to that.
Do you need a magazine, sir? Everything go all right? All right.
Did everything go all right? You should have offered him the magazine before.
You need a magazine.
God, he's so awkward.
Is it everything going all right as in mid-flush?
Uh-huh.
Do you need a magazine, sir? Everything go all right? All right.
All right.
All right, where's the microphone?
There is no microphone, sir. How are you doing, sir?
Yeah,
good, good. We got some snacks. We have some smokes, some condoms, some Tic Tacs. We got some fragrance here. You know, if you're...
I know I really shouldn't be grabbing one of these, but...
Well, thank you. Oh, sorry. Here. Thank you for taking a moment.
Did he grab the cigarette?
Yes, he did.
He took a cigarette! Yes!
I mean, I know I shouldn't be doing this,
That's
but,
awesome. Now, is this someone you knew?
Yes.
Okay, this is the guy that works up here.
I'm trying to quit the season.
Here's some soap for you.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. What bit did you lose here?
No bit at all, sir. I'm here to make things more enjoyable for you guys up here. Here's a towel.
Thank you.
Did he stiff you?
Yeah,
please feel free to take any snacks.
Snacks?
right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, well, first cigarette,
that's great.
Gone. That's awesome.
That's all I wanted is for somebody to take a cigarette.
Now, was that the only cigarette taken?
That was the only cigarette taken.
Cigarette? Would you like some smokes?
All right. Now,
God.
Let's move on. As another employee, now this guy I did recognize. Now this guy, he's impressed.
How you doing, sir?
No way.
How's your day?
Right out of the chute, man.
Who is that?
It's Brett.
Oh, that's
one of,
right.
One of the sales guys.
That guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
No way.
Are you serious? How's your day going?
What the hell?
Yeah, we got this new thing up here. They commissioned to do a little hospitality up here in the bathroom.
Is this a bit?
No, sir. What? I'm helping out the company here.
Holy cow. So was this your idea?
Oh, this was the company's idea, sir.
Sir.
No.
Did you hear it? That was the company's idea. No.
He's worked here long enough. He knows.
No one.
That no one's spending money on this.
No.
No.
Oh, this was the company's idea, sir.
No.
A cumulus station.
Did you want any snacks, smokes? We got gum.
Here's some soap. You got many fragrances here for you to try. How are you doing today, sir?
This is crazy, dude.
Please help yourself on smoke. We have some of this 50 Shades of Blue. You want to flip it?
Sure.
Well, yeah, we'll, all right.
That is too funny.
Here's a napkin, sir.
But I have to say, I like it.
Well, thank you. We like it, too. How are you doing today, sir? Good, good.
Okay, so another guy just walked in.
It's like Del Frisco's. Okay.
Del Frisco's a word. You had better. Here's some soap, sir. Please help yourself to smokes. You got some fragrance, some almonds, some M&M's, Skittles, nuts.
All those things. No one ever offers those in conjunction with one another. Fragrances.
Smokes. Condoms. Skittles.
Skittles. Skittles. Oh, man.
Please help yourself to smokes. We got some fragrance, some condoms, some M&M's, Skittles, nuts, and whatnot.
So which bet did you lose?
I did not lose the bet, sir. I'm trying to help out the company here. This is our doing. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you. Did you catch the Raiders game last night, sir?
I heard about this.
Is he at the stall right now?
Yeah, and I think this is the guy who...
this is the guy that ratted you out?
Yeah, this
okay.
is the guy, I think.
Yes, it was quite a...
Pretty close.
Oh, yes, very close. It was a nerve wracking, definitely.
Yeah.
Very upsetting that it ended that way.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Something not every pitcher can say.
Oh, no, definitely
even though he didn't quite make it, so...
Yeah, like
I don't think this is the guy.
No,
this is not the guy. He's too talkative.
Oh, it was a spectacular game, sir. Here's some soap. Oh, I got some good soap right there.
Right,
thank you. Please help yourself to snacks, smokes, anything Tic-Tac.
Jeremy, because this is incredible.
Please help yourself to snacks, smokes, Tic-Tacs. Right,
thank you. Please help yourself to snacks, smokes, anything Tic Tac. We got some tissues here.
Alright.
Can you tell?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, think about what I need and I'll see you come right back.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate what you do here, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, so now another guy comes in and decides that he needs to do his dirty business.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had an incident where a gentleman wanted to talk to you, right, while he was doing that?
Yeah, I have.
One Norm Hitzkus?
Yes, mm-hmm. I have.
Well, this guy had no problem talking to Trey.
Yeah.
Hey, what's
up? What happened to our bathroom?
We're doing a little hospitality here, sir.
Oh,
okay. Let me know if you need any toilet paper in there.
Okay.
giggle box.
Okay, now you're not going to be able to understand what he says because the door's shut.
I
but
can
just,
understand him.
Just the fact that he's continuing to talk.
And if you need any fragrance in there, just let me know. I got some for free, so if it's a big one.
You did not. If it's a big one. Okay, hold on. Did you just say I've got some Febreze?
Yeah. Hey, he does have Febreze.
In case it's a big one.
Yes.
Play that again.
Oh my God. No, I got some Febreze, so if it's a big one, we got you covered.
Who decided to do this?
Just a company decision. We're just doing a trial run. We'll see if this works out. Afterwards, you know, who knows? We may have this on every floor.
Rich people
are
on 2 and 3.
I'm sorry?
I said the rich people
are
on 2 and 3.
Yes, we need to.
Okay, if you're doing this business,
yeah.
And even if there's a porter in there,
yes.
Are you talking? Do you go in there?
No.
No.
If you see a porter.
No.
You don't?
I don't.
No. Not doing that.
And then talking?
I don't get it.
Wait, we gotta make a strategic plan before we hit those. Because, well, I mean, that's high. Higher end candy we gotta get, and higher end fragrances and whatnot. So we're doing it here first, and we're gonna see what we can do after.
Look at the Trey 5-point plan to bathroom porter success. God.
This is a 5-point plan.
You know.
Well, it's Christian Wakefield.
Yes, yes.
Son is
the founder's son, actually. Just on and on.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he just rolling the toilet
yes,
paper?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So great.
Wow.
Toilet paper all good in there, sir? Good.
Just fine.
Well, not the guys, no. We might have some women in their lair. Again, this is a trial run. We're going to see what works and doesn't. And once we get that settled, here you go, sir.
Thank you so much.
There you go. And I'll have yourself a cigarette. Anything you want in here. We got a Tic Tac. We got fragrance. We got some M&M's. And here's a towel, sir. How's the stock market going these days?
The stocks are doing well.
Good.
My bonds are not.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Well, good luck.
Good luck.
With what?
The stock with his market, I guess, or his bonds. He said his bonds are doing great. Yeah. Play it, please. How's the stock market doing these days, right?
It just hit like an all-time high. Like 3 days ago,
right.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, how's the stock market doing?
Anything you want in here? We got a Tic Tac, we got fragrance, we got some M&M's. And here's a towel, sir. How's the stock market going these days?
My stocks are doing well.
Good.
My bonds are not.
No. Well, good luck. Here's some soap, sir. Please help yourself with any Tic Tacs or anything like that.
Thank you.
Am I good? Oh, I appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Did he tip you?
I think that guy did, yeah.
He did. Okay, so
man,
how much money did you make?
$6.
$6.
Yep. Out of 10 people?
That's pretty damn
that's
good,
man. That's a
really
good percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we have so much more audio. We'll, you know what? We'll,
oh my God.
We'll do it next week or whenever we can. Tomorrow, what? We'll
I want to hear him get busted.
By Farrah?
Well, no, I want to hear the security officer interfacing.
We don't have that, do we?
No, it was just Farrah.
Yeah, just Farrah.
Okay, so
yeah.
There was no actual security officer.
No.
No.
He was behind her, but that was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we got a bunch of more of this.
There's
stuff.
More gold like this.
Oh yeah.
Can we do part two tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. Whenever. I mean, we may have diamond talk tomorrow, so it may be tough. But
oh my god,
we'll do it. Trey, good job.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Really, really good. That is taking the bit and running with it and making it your own.
See? Did I not tell you? You turn the thing around on Cray Tray?
Yeah.
How's the stock market doing these days?
Well, good luck.
My stocks are doing well. My bonds are not.